guess you wonder where I've been. I search to find the love within. I came back to let you know, got a thing for you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know, got a thing for you, and I can't let go. I would not do. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know, got a thing for you, and I can't let go. You won't give up. In my world, only you made me do for love what I would not do. Made me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do.
Hello, 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 everybody. Oops, sorry.
Got it. Good. Good. Okay, sweet.
Sorry about that.
You're good.
What's up, everybody? How you doing?
I'm great. How are you, Sean?
Good. Good to see you again, Colin.
Nice to see you after a long, you know, way away in New York land.
Yes, I was in New York this past weekend with my girlfriend, Wendy, so shout out to her. And yeah, it was a incredible start to our spring break. Yeah, I really enjoyed it.
Mm.
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. My first time in the Big Apple, actually.
Correct.
Yeah.
Was it fun? You had fun?
Really fun, yeah.
Good stuff. Great stuff. Eat some good food, you know.
Yeah,
had some laughs, some tears, some what have you.
All of that, yes. All the emotions.
So, yeah, welcome everybody to a... I don't know. This is our show. We call it Local Anesthesia, but we're subbing in for a show called Armbosa's Cheese Mozas. I don't think that there will be a lot of cheese may on this show, but we are glad to have you all listening.
Yeah, not so much cheese moza. We do have one Spanish song as requested by Anave, so shout out Anave.
Shout out. So we got a fun little set today. Hope that you all enjoy it. What was that song, Sean? That was
What Won't You Do for Love by Bobby Caldwell. Rest in peace
Rest
to
in peace.
A legend.
Honestly, recently deceased, kind of sad. I've listened to him for a little while. I had all of his singles and his newer stuff on my playlist. It's really sad to see him go, but you know what? At least we have his memory and his beautiful, silky, sultry voice to live on.
Silky, so. Smoothy, funky, white boy voice. He's the goated white boy.
Absolutely, sure. Absolutely. All right.
Yeah, so I guess we'll just get into it now.
Sure, sounds good to me.
Next up for you guys, we have Between the Sheets by the Isley Brothers.
Great song.
Absolutely, a classic.
Bump that, Sean.
Between the sheets. Ooh, baby, baby. enough of this singing. Let's make a love.
When the sun sets in my bedroom, I got my bedroom. It feels like I'm inside of flowers. It feels like I'm inside my eyelids. I don't want to be, baby. Anyway, but
West. We don't share the same synonym, far back. West. Been in it before internet had new acts. Mimicking radio's nemesis made me whack. My innocence limited, the experience lacked. 10 of us with no tentative tactic that cracked. The mind of a literate writer, but I did it in fact. You admitted it once I submitted it, wrapped in plastic. Remember scribbling, scratching, diligent sentences backwards, visiting freestyle ciphers for your reaction. Now I can live in this stadium, pack it the fastest. Gambling, Benjamin, benefit, sending in traffic, spinning women in cartwheels, linen fabric on fashion, winning in every decision. Kendrick gets master that mastered it, isn't it? Lovely how menaces turn attraction, pivoting rappers, finishing fraction while writing blue magic. Thank God for rap. I would say it got me a pack, but what's better than that? The fact it brought me back home. Everything. I know everything, know myself, I know morality, spirituality, good and bad health. I know fatality, my haunt you. I know everything, I know Compton, I know street, I know that's conscious. I know everything, I know lawyers, advertisement and sponsors. I know wisdom, I know bad religion, I know good karma. I know everything, I know history, I know the universe works mentally. I know the perks of bull, is it meant for me? I know everything, I know cars, clothes and money, I know loyalty, I know respect, I know those that's unry, I know everything, the highs, the lows, the groupies, the junkies. I know if I'm generous at heart, I don't need recognition. The way I'm rewarded, well, that's God's decision. I know you know that line's for Compton School District. Just give it to the kids, don't gossip about how it's distributed. I know how people work, I know the price of life, I'm knowing how much it's worth. I know what I know, and I know it well, not to ever forget, until I realize I didn't know. The day I came home.
We've been waiting for you, waiting for you, waiting for you, waiting for you.
I met a little boy that resembled my features. Nappy afro, gap in his smile, hand-me-down sneakers, bounce through the crowd. Running number home, men and women that crossed him. Sun beaming on his BDBs, exhausted. Tossing footballs with his ashy black ankles. Breaking new laws, mama passed on home training. He looked at me and said, Kendrick, you do know my language. You just forgot because of what public schools had painted. Oh, I forgot, don't kill my vibe, that's right, you're famous. I used to watch on Channel 5, TV was taken. But never mind, you're here right now, don't you mistake it, it's just a new trip. Take a glimpse of your family ancestor, make a new list of everything you thought was progress and that was boom. I know your life is full of turmoil, you're spoiled by fantasies of who you are. I feel bad for you, I can attempt to enlighten you without frightening you. If you resist, I back off quick, go catch a flight or two. But if you pick destiny, hover, rest in peace, then be an advocate. Tell your homies especially to come back home.
This is a world premiere. Where you reside? Is it in a woman? Is it in money or man? Tell me something, got me losing my mind. You make me wanna jump.
Let's talk about jump.
Where you reside? Is it in a woman? Is it in money or man? God, tell me something, I'm losing my mind. I say, where you at? From the front to the back, I'm looking for you. I react only when you react. I thought I found you back in the ghetto when I was 17 with the 30th special. Maybe you in a dollar bill. Maybe you're not real. Maybe only the wealthy get to know how you feel. Maybe you're paranoid. Maybe I don't need you anyway. Don't lie to me. I'm suicidal when you pick. I can be your heaven again. I can bridge for you.
All right. Hope that you all enjoyed those past couple of songs. Sean, what were they?
So we were just listening to Mama by Kendrick Lamar, and before that we had Red Room by Hiatus Coyote.
Very cool. Great songs.
Of course. Do you want to give the people a PSA for us, Colin?
Yeah, sure. All right. Beware, everyone. This is a little bit of a public service announcement. Doorknobs, restrooms, telephones, keyboards, even other people. What do these things have in common? They are all easy ways for you to pick up or pass along germs. Germs that could lead to colds and flu. Now, you can't spend your days avoiding contact with everything, but you can take a few important steps to protect yourself. Washing your hands is one of the best and easiest ways to avoid catching or spreading colds and flu. Keeping your hands and the surfaces you touch clean protects not only you, it also protects those around you. A few extra minutes a day is all it takes to put your health first. For more on avoiding the flu, talk to your doctor or visit massmed.org. And click Your Health First. This public health message brought to you by the Massachusetts Medical Society. So keep your germs to yourself.
Excellent, excellent. Good job, Colin.
Thank you. Quick personal shout out to Foodie's Kitchen in Teal Square. Please, please, please go there. They got great stuff over there.
Give them your money.
Give them your money, please. They are great chicken sandwiches, great fries, grits, fried okra, great southern comfort food. So go right on over there. The owners and employees are such sweethearts. So please go over there, give them your money, give them your business, and just treat them with all of your respect, please.
Good people, good food. They need that tough stimulus.
They do. They
want
do.
Your jumbo cash.
They do.
They accept your jumbo cash.
They do accept your jumbo cash. So please, even if, you know, shilling out money out of pocket is kind of an issue, go over there. If you got that premium plan, give them
everything you got.
Give them and huge portions too, so it can feed you for days. So please.
Excellent, excellent establishment. So Colin, do you want to enlighten the people about what you've been doing with your spring break so far?
So past couple of days, what have I done? I've been golfing. I went golfing yesterday with my brother.
Awesome.
I did not do well. I'm an avid golfer, played my whole life. This is my first outing of the season. I was paired with a wonderful gentleman from Woburn named Charlie, and I was also paired with a wonderful gentleman from Malden named Jeff. Jeff was amazing. He also said it was his first outing, and my God, could he hit that ball. And then Charlie, he just got new clubs, he said. He works for an HVAC company. Great, amazing human. We had our ups and downs, but, you know, overall it was a fun day. And then besides that, I'm employee of the month over at Stop of the Shop. Not actually employee of the month, but I deserve that title, I think, because I am crazy over there working the self-checkout. But unfortunately, today I was working at the cashier. And kindly enough, a woman said that I had great hair, and you know what? I can't disagree with her. I kind of agree. I think that I do have a good set of hair.
They can't tell over radio, but I can confirm he does have a very excellent head of hair.
Sean, you're too sweet.
You can't see, but once again, he's blushing.
Sean, now, over the past couple of days, you weren't here.
I was not here.
Where were you, and what were you doing?
Sound like an interrogation.
No.
I was in New York. It's my first time in the city, and mm-hmm. I went with my wonderful girlfriend Wendy. We left on Saturday, and I got back Tuesday evening. Mm-hmm. So got a good 3 days in the city, and it was incredible.
What parts did you visit?
So the hotel we stayed at was in Manhattan, and basically explored Manhattan, Soho. I was in Chinatown. Uh-huh. Where else? Obviously, Times Square, Central Park.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of all over. And also, Corona, Queens, where Wendy grew up and had some of the best Mexican food in my entire life.
Better than, say, Picante on Boston Ave? Another place which you should all visit, please.
Yeah, shout out Picante. I don't want to diss Picante, but New York just does it better.
I guess so.
Simply put, they do it better. So, hey, yeah, I had great Mexican food, Chinese food in Chinatown, and I also went to this, it was in Hudson Yards, they had this incredible Argentine restaurant, and I had probably the best steak of my entire life there.
Really?
It was incredible.
Now, they say in New York, everything's more expensive. Was it a bit more expensive there, or was it modest? What are we talking, compared to, you know, your average Medford Somerville prices, let's say?
I blew a bag.
Okay.
I'll put it that way. Okay. I blew a bag this this weekend.
If you're going to Manhattan, just bring like, you know, a couple extra $1,000 because, you know.
Yeah, something like that.
a simple roll will cost you $8.50 and tax on top of that. So it sounds like you had a nice time though.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I would love to go again. And the beautiful thing about New York is there's just so much to do. Like we had plans to do stuff like throughout the weekend. But some things we just couldn't get to do because, you know. But that's exciting for next time I visit.
And that's how they reel you back.
That's how they reel you back.
They get you back in there. You can't, once you get into the big city, you can't leave. So you'll be back soon enough.
You're listening to a potential NYC transplant the way things are going.
We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm just kidding.
All right. Sean, I think that it's time we give the people what they want. Give them some tunes.
Yeah, enough of us jibber-jabbering. It's time for some good tunes. And the next song we have for you guys is Black Qualls by Thundercat, Steve Lacy, Steve Arrington, and Childish Gambino.
Oh, give it to him, Sean.
Alrighty.
En las calles quisiera dejar esta soledad. Caminando, espero encontrar un amor para sonreír al ver. Que mi vida comienza otra vez. Quiero sentir al despertar que no hay vacío en mis manos, pues solo tengo aquellos recuerdos que el tiempo dejó.
You've got
So, you were just listening to In Your Eyes by Bad Bad Not Good and Charlotte Day Wilson, and before that we had Caminando by Isadora.
Amazing songs. Bad Bad Not Good, probably one of my favorite, I don't know, would you call them modern jazz outlets?
Yeah, jazz outlets, groups, quartets, however you want to put it.
However they be.
Yeah.
Tonight is an amazing night for music, I think. Because we have what is potentially album of the year dropping.
Possibly.
Possibly. I'm already putting bet money on this, Sean. I'm putting, like, all in bet money on it.
All the chips
that JPEG and Danny Brown's new collaborative album entitled Scaring the Gardening Tools that are used for leveling soil. That's not the actual title. We can't say it on the air. But it is volume one.
Volume 1 of Scaring the Promiscuous People.
Correct.
Yes.
It's going to be album of the year, Sean.
I hope so.
I think that the new single that they put out, the title track off the album, is possibly one of the best tracks of the year in general, in my opinion. You can disagree. That's what this show is for. We're here to disagree with one another. Respectfully, of course. Yeah.
No, I'm in full agreement, to be honest.
Okay, good. I just didn't want, you know, fist flying in the WMFO Studio A.
No, because I've been a big fan of both of them for a long time. It's really cool to see, especially because JPEG, before he came up, was like a fan of Danny Brown. And now he's gotten to that status where he's like, okay, I can like make a collaboratory album with my idol. And yeah, I just think they've both been like really like boundary pushing, like oddballs within like current hip-hop scene.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, like I was re-listening to JPEG's discography.
Yeah.
On the bus ride back to Boston from New York, actually. And it just solidified the fact that, like, damn, like, his sound has just been, like, really boundary pushing and cool for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, veteran.
Yes. Slap. Veteran.
All My Heroes Are Cornballs. Slap.
Mm-hmm.
The LP album from 2 years ago. That was a slap.
Honest to God.
All of his like vaporwave kind of like ambient like unreleased stuff as Devon Hendrix and his other aliases, like just so cool.
I listened to him. I found him through the Colors show of Thug Tears.
Incredible performance.
It's such a good, I found that, what, it was like my freshman year of high school, I want to say. And you know, I didn't really listen to more of him, but when you asked me to go see him at, what was it, the Royale?
Yeah.
The Royale in Boston. Only then when I was in the mosh pit, nearly getting thrown to the ground, but being picked back up by the shoulders of the people surrounding me, nearly getting my glasses thrown off my face, only then did I realize how good Peggy was.
That was a top three show I've ever been to.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Probably my favorite, in my opinion, but I also just, like, you know, I need to go to more concerts. I think that's my
same
issue.
Same here. That's the goal for 2023.
Speaking of concerts, JPEG Mafia touring, and
is he touring?
Well, he has one show in Providence, Rhode Island, and it's on, I want to say, April 16th or something like that. So he has a show in Providence. Just scheduled it, you know, I think, what was it, like today or yesterday he announced it, which is crazy. And I'm wondering if Danny Brown would make an appearance.
Are they not touring together, or is it just a solo tour?
I don't know. It may be the both of them. I'm really not sure. But if they
this
happen
is news to me.
Yeah, if they happen to, you know, book a show around here, you bet your sweet bippy that I will be on inside that.
When is the Providence date? Because
I want to say April 16th. I'm not entirely sure.
Damn, that's annoying.
I know.
If it was during the summer or like on maybe on a weekend, I would even consider getting an Amtrak ticket to the to Providence.
It's April 16th. It's on a Sunday. Yeah, kind of brutal.
Oh, that's tempting.
It is.
This is brand new information that we're sharing with you on air. I'm gonna have to contemplate if I go to this show.
We'll see, honestly, because I'm definitely open to it, but we'll see.
I know for sure is the LP tour when we went in 2021 was incredible.
Crazy.
And Zaloopers, who's also affiliated with Danny Brown, shout out Bruiser Brigade, he put on an incredible set too.
Absolutely.
Like, they're both incredible performers, really.
Oh.
Just like off the wall, experimental artists, so. Big shout out to Zaloopers, Shaping Mafia, Danny Brown. That whole scene in rap right now.
All of those weirdos.
All of them scaring.
the garden tools
the
that
garden
happen
tools.
To level soil.
Yeah.
All right. What do we say? Next song, Shonzo?
Yes, next song. And just to let y'all know, this is Local Anesthesia, me, and my co-host, Colin.
That's me.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM. WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Keeping it freeform
as always. And the next song that we have for you is called Having a Headache by No Buses.
No Buses.
Absolutely zero buses.
Run that, Sean.
Well, must I always be here, sitting inside of your heart, sneezing while you're laughing? Why can't you take me to fire? But must I always be here, sitting inside of your heart, sneezing while you're laughing? Why can't you take me to fire? All we know is flesh and what shall we know?
Hello, hello, hello.
We are in here. Oh, that's my mic on.
I think your mic's... Oh. There. Sorry, we didn't have Colin's mic on.
Is that it? No, I don't know if I'm... Hello, hello, hello.
Which, your mic 3, are you not? Oh.
Does that one work? There we go.
Now it works. I'm so sorry.
What do we know?
Rusty okay, with the soundboard over here. My fault.
It's okay. There's a first time for everything. You need to christen the soundboard.
Yes, of course. So, that was Gretel by Alex G. And before that, we had Purified by the Fire by Eve's Tumor.
Great songs.
Incredible artists.
Mm-hmm. Eve's Tumor put out another great album. I don't think that there's any, you know, shock in that statement, but...
No, because they are quite consistent.
Yeah.
And, yeah, always come through with fire. I really love that album and Heaven to a Tortured Mind.
We just say that album because we don't
it's
know.
A very long
it's a
title.
Very long title. All right. Well,
in my opinion, album of the year. So please give them a listen.
Very good.
And yeah, so we just wanted to close out the show for today.
We have
one more song for you guys. A classic song, in my opinion. Yeah, I Don't Want to Play Around by Ace Spectrum. And we became privy to this song before the trap TikTok edits.
Yes, we were so mad when we saw this became a trap TikTok sound because it was our little gatekeep thing, and we wanted it for us.
Yeah, I kept this like on the low. I really only told you and my friend James. Shout out James, because like I feel like you guys appreciate these types of old dusty tunes.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're gonna since the whole world is privy to this song now, I think we're gonna just have to put all of you on as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is us, Local Anesthesia, signing out.
Signing out, everyone, and hope that you enjoyed the show, and I hope you enjoyed this fire song.
And enjoy your spring break as well.
Yes, what's left of it.